shelter outside. See that he comes to some harm.
Oh dear, this is the point at which I could really use someone to pop up and rescue me.
Take aim. Execute prisoner in three.
But then, that would be incredibly lucky.
2, 1.
And sometimes, even a Time Lord's luck runs out.
Fire!
Mills, why did you just blast those security robots? Not that I'm not grateful.
I'll explain later. Come on, we're getting out of here before they realise what's happened.
Seems like my luck held out after all.
I wouldn't be too grateful, yet. No one has been sentenced to death by Tor Garain and lived. He'll get you, in the end.
The doctor's been gone a long time.
You know that doctor. Once you get him talking, you can never shut him up. He's probably talking that professor's ear off.
Gentlemen, we meet again.
We don't want to take up any more of your time. We'll just be on our way.
Nonsense. Besides, your friend the doctor is waiting here in the auditorium.
He is?
Why, yes. He and I had quite an interesting chat. Come along. I promised I wouldn't keep him waiting.
Is it me? Or is there something weird about this guy?
What was that?
Oh, nothing.
I think we can stop now, Mr. Mills.
All right, for a little while. But once Garain finds out you've escaped, he'll send every robot he's got to sweep this station.
Now then, perhaps you'd like to tell me why exactly you saved me back there. You can't have done yourself any favours going against the Galactic Bank.
Well, I assumed you'd been sent here for the same reason as me.
And what reason was that?
To keep an eye on this place, of course. The Earth Intelligence Agency sent me here to watch over Leckard. He's dangerous, you see. A few years ago, he crossed the Galactic Bank, embezzled millions from them. Of course, we all thought that would be the end of the great Leckard. Nobody ever crossed the bank and got away with it.
And yet, here he is, having his project funded by them. Very interesting.
You've got that right, Doc. So, Intelligence sent me here undercover. Thrace too, though now he's dead, of course. We've been keeping an eye on Leckard and this new project the bank was financing. Tor Garain's reputation isn't exactly squeaky clean either, you know.
Yes, I know that all too well.
You've met him before, then? That's why he wanted you dead?
Yes. Well, the Galactic Bank, anyway. I interfered with a little business deal of theirs some time ago, and I suspect that nothing good can come of this alliance with Leckard. Do you know how long they've been working on the project?
From what we can tell, about a year. It's revolutionary tech they have here, Doctor.
Yes, too revolutionary. Technology like that takes more than a year to refine, and if I remember my history correctly, shouldn't be showing up for mainstream access just yet.
Oh, stop babbling, Doctor. If you know Leckard's cheating people here, I'm going to arrest him right now.
We have no proof, though, Mr. Mills. I suspect any attempt to hinder Leckard would only result in another encounter with those robot guards of his.
Well, we can't just hang around here. We've got to do something.
And we will. But first, I need to find my friends. From what Tor Garain said, Nick may be in serious trouble.
Last time I saw them, they were both in the auditorium. Why are they so important, anyway?
Because they're my friends, Mr. Mills.
If you ask me, you're better off alone. All companions do on missions like these is drag you down. You've always got to watch their backs.
I find just the opposite. My companions, my friends, usually help me see things through to the end. We're not on missions, we're just exploring. Besides, you and I are working well together, aren't we?
I'm tolerating you.
Well, fair enough. Let's get a move on. They should have realised what's happened by now.
Look, we appreciate the grand tour and all, but we really need to be getting back to the doctor, so...
Oh, I shouldn't think the doctor will be missing you. Now, who wants a special private go in my machine?
We're fine with our real lives, thanks. One of those was quite enough.
But I insist.
Yeah, well, you may insist, but we desist. Come on, Nick, let's go.
Halt!
Oi! Let us go!
We've done nothing wrong.
Ah, but your friend the Doctor has. He has crossed me. And since he is currently detained, I thought I might entertain myself by seeing what I could learn from his companions. Now, why are you really here?
It was just an accident.
An accident? Nothing happens by accident. Except the great accident of 3472, which was, in fact, a very big accident. But I prattle. Tell me why you're here.
We told you. We didn't even mean to come to this time.
Enough. If you will not tell me, then perhaps a go in the machine will add some incentive to your friend.
What do you mean?
You are not going to put Nick in there.
Oh, yes, I am. And unlike you, he won't be coming out again. Not ever. Guards, put young Nick there in the paradise machine. The wonderful, wonderful paradise machine.
You're a loony. We haven't done anything. Let me go!
No! Nick! Oi! Let him go!
You know, you would be funny if you weren't so pathetic. Ah, well, I'll laugh anyway.
No, you can't do this!
Switch on!
No! No!
Hello? Is anyone there?
Welcome to paradise.
This place looks familiar.
I dare say it should be, Nick. You've worked here for years.
Doctor, but how did you... Hang on. What do you mean, worked here? Where's here?
Why, clear waters, of course. You're the star, Nick. Now hurry over there to June. She needs some help. Her performance has been dire today.
June? June River?
Go, now.
This is the Clearwater set. I'm on the set of Clear Waters. I'm in Clear Waters. And June Rivers wants my advice. Perhaps this won't be so bad after all. But am I dead? Is this the afterlife?
Nick! Oh, Nick, thank goodness you're here. You have to help me with these lines. I wonder, do you have any tips for me? I'm struggling to find my muse, darling. What is my motivation for electrocuting Uncle Barney with my curling tongs?
You want me to help you?
Well, if you don't mind. You've had so many years of experience in the industry, after all. Remember when you won the Silver Logie for all your wonderful years as Kletch the Lech in Captive Detention Area D? Not to mention your turn as Lee Brute in our very own Clear Waters. That is, before you bought the rights to the whole soap.
Wait a moment. This is my fantasy. That's what it is. None of it is real.
Oh, don't be so silly. This is the real world, darling. Why, you remember climbing up the steps of the TV Gold Awards, don't you? And the press camping outside your mansion, hoping for a glimpse of their favourite media star, the great Nick...
Yes, I do. It must be true. All that other stuff, Rob and the Golden Moon space station, that was the dream. Ha! How could I have thought it was real?
Now, I think you should go over there. There's an under-18s wet T-shirt competition starting in the foyer, and they badly need a celebrity judge.
Doctor, is it really necessary to walk so quickly? I think those robots would have caught us by now if Garain suspected something was wrong. And why the blazes are we heading this way? It's the back of the auditorium, isn't it?
We have to find Nick. I don't trust your paradise machine one bit, especially as you seem reluctant to tell me what goes on in there.
Because I don't know. Look, maybe it's kosher. Maybe all those people are transported to some kind of paradise. It's just that I know Tor Garain, and I know Leckard, and neither of them are known for their charitable natures. You know what I'm saying? If Leckard hit a Morlocks in his Fiat Marvel, he wouldn't stop to call for help. He'd go back and finish it off with a magnetic clamp.
One thing I don't understand is that the subjects are shut into a small area. If they're killed in there, where do the bodies go? And how are they killed? Ah, here we are, the back of the machine. Now, can we find out what's going on in there?
You mean inside the fantasy world? Sure, I can key into the visual matrix and we can view the output from this screen. If your friend's inside, that is. But are you sure you want to look? You know, I don't want to cast aspersions, Doctor, but some people's fantasies are kind of private.
Nick's not like that. He's an intelligent, decent young man. I know his innermost desires would be nothing less than wholesome.
Oh my God, you are a big guy. Why don't you come over here, baby?
The studio lights are so hot. Do you mind if I strip off?
Whoa, boy. No, wait, come back.
I'm sorry, your credits have expired.
What? What are you talking about? Where did that girl go?
I'm the voice of the Galactic Bank, and your funds are too low for Paradise to continue.
Of course. My old memories. They've all come back. None of that was real. It was very nice, though. What happens now? Can I go back to reality?
The Galactic Bank thinks it unlikely that you'll be able to afford another visit to Paradise. So instead, your life will now be terminated.
I'm just in an empty hold aboard the Golden Moon. But wait a moment. Those are bodies. Dead bodies everywhere. This is what happens to everyone. They all get shot. It's a big swizz.
That's it. That's the trick. Nick thinks the simulation has ended, but it's still going on.
Are you sure?
Of course. It wouldn't be practical to shoot everyone who goes in, one at a time like that.
So what's the idea? He only thinks he's about to die?
I don't know. Maybe we should see what happens next.
I'm done for. There's no way out.
But wait a moment. What's this?
You will now be annihilated.
It's a hatch in the floor. A way out. Saved!
There is no escape.
If only those other poor saps had found it.
He doesn't realise that it's still an illusion. But what's the point?
Oh, I should imagine that hatch is real, all right. The only real thing inside the Paradise Machine. It probably leads straight down.
But if you're right, your friend is about to skydive into infinity. We have to do something.